Well, greetings, everybody. Pastor Buddy, I'm joining you live tonight, right here, around the world on WRB. Glad to have you in here. We've got a great message for you tonight, all lined up and ready to go. Hope that you got your, you know, your spiritual seatbelt on. We're going to get into some deep things that are coming up down the pike for spiritual manifestation. Tonight, entering the photon belt. I know that you are going to be blessed when we get into these actual sayings and maybe some of the manifestations that we've got coming up. You know what the Bible says? Knowledge will be increased in the last days. Ladies and gentlemen, there's got to be an awakening. And not too far down the road, there is a proverbial date that is in the back of everybody's mind, and that would be 20 and 12. We're going to talk about some of the things that many people are experiencing spontaneous spiritual awakening right now. We know that evil is waxing worse and worse. But the Bible says that knowledge will increase in the last days, and some of that knowledge, given it a 50-50 chance, would have to be a spontaneous spiritual awakening. In other words, a sheep will have to awaken. Now, that's biblically expounded in the book of Romans. Thou shalt arise. Thou shalt arise. Now, this is a spiritual arising, not of evil. But the Bible says, there shall arise a deliverer. And the sheep, the sleeping sheep, will awaken, and we will have wonderful joy, unspeakable and full of glory occasions. Now, I don't know whether you really believe that or not, because most of the time right now, there's no spiritual manifestations being basically, you know, visible or invisible. It just don't seem. It seems like evil is growing, but not spiritual awakening. But let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, it's for certain that we are going to have a spiritual awakening when there shall be a deliverer. Now, the deliverer is the Holy Ghost, or what we call the Ruach in the Hebrew, and the spiritual awakening will be on. And Yahweh will wake up a sheep that has been asleep. And far too long, we have, like Rip Van Winkle, I mean, somebody needs to wake us up. And it would have to be the Holy Ruach, or the Holy Ghost, to awaken us in the time of trouble such as the world has never seen. It's Jacob's trouble. Now, it doesn't say that it's the world's trouble. It does say that there will be earthquakes and famines and wars and rumors of wars. We believe tonight that the Messiah was picking up on what the evil knowledge would produce in the last days. This is for mind control of the sheep. It is the sheep who are the highlight of the evil. If they can destroy the sheep, they can rule planet Earth, or at least that's what they think. So then, whether the earthquakes are natural through the prophecy of the prophetic word, or whether they're man-made, and I suspect the latter, and the Messiah knew that the United States, in particular, would come up with a weapon so terrible that nations would shudder because they would be direct victims, if you will, and there's nothing no more damaging than a severe earthquake. Now, I know that some of these are natural, because once you start a shaking, you can hardly control it. But once you start a spiritual awakening, I mean, the planetary awakening is progressing even more rapidly with time. And the spiritual and the healing systems of which we are now situation would come to a milestone or a mile marker. The photon belt. What is it? Well, some scientists believe, and we know it's a large belt around Absalom, or in the constellation of Pleiades. And we orbit that star. Our Earth goes, or our solar system, makes a circle around that twice every 26,000 years. And it's by the Mayan calendar, we are set to appear in 2012 in the fringe or the outer band of this photon belt. Now, as if you talk about spiritual, in spiritual terms, I'd like to give it to you in spiritual terms, it's a pillar of light. Some say it's gas. Some say it's dust. But we do know that it's a great band that we're going to be going through here in the next few years. We're already in the outer edge, and it is a pillar of light emitted by the great central sun at the heart of our universe. It connects us to the divine source. It is encoded with all the stages of an awakening. Now, who but Yahweh, the great mastermind of the universe, would put people to sleep? And in the age of the fish age, I mean, we just been sleeping. And in the age of an awakening, or the transition time that we're entering in, it's impulsive to live sacredly. Everyone would want to do that, but there is a 90% disconnect. Now, this is amazing. There's a 90% disconnect on our brain. Someone has intentionally made this transitional sleep for the last 2,000 years or so. When Christ came on the scene, he brought the light. He was the light. And yet, it only shined briefly and it went out. And then a remnant down through every generation would receive through divine destiny. Yahweh said he would always have a people to serve him. As long as there was a sun and moon, Israel would exist in his face as high priest, or what we call the Melchizedek priesthood, offering up acceptable sacrifice on the holy altars. Meaning that divine destiny is depending on the goal of planetary awakening, which must be achieved before we can arise and the kingdom, or the second coming. Now, the second coming is what I refer to as a great spiritual awakening. Also, with that coming, it is a planned destiny for the sheep. Now, also, Satan, in the counterbalance, when you do evil, when you do good, evil's always present, or vice versa, it defeats our purpose to evolve physically, emotionally, mentally, and spiritually. The Satan's powers of evil do not want to see our purpose. But I see, as much as I know about the situation in the world today, of course we know evil, it's dominant. But there is a spark. Every once in a while, I just meet so many wonderful people. I've been so blessed to have so many knowledgeable people, and it seems like that they have our paths. We cross by destiny, divine destiny. That's the best way I can put it. And I've learned to be grateful for even the hardships that I have to endure to get to meet such wonderful people that take the task as the remnant, and once it's going to grow, there's going to be such a divine essence made of light and love no man can see the Father. And so there's coming a time when we enter this energy belt. I call it the Ruach, the time of the awakening. You know, in the Bible, you can read certain places, and Yahweh moved up on a certain nation and stirred up the Medes and things of this nature against Israel, and he brought Nebuchadnezzar against the house of Israel when they went a whoring and scattered them. This was divine destiny. And it's so amazing. We know that free will is an absolute universal right. They had an absolute will, and their will was not to serve the Father anymore and not to sit under the dictatorship of the Ruach. They did not want the Ruach. They wanted to be like the nations around them. And so Yahweh gave them up to a reprobated mind and scattered them among the heathen. And yet a promise of a divine purpose to emotionally, physically, mentally, and spiritually be endued with power from on high. Now there has to be a timeline. And ladies and gentlemen, we're getting so close to the end, which is actually only the beginning, but it's final and absolute. Everyone has free will. Again, it's an absolute right. It calls on the self to surrender its free will to the divine and the trust. All of natural existence is sacred beyond what it serves or meets the needs of the individual self. In other words, we need to get away from materials, get away from the purpose of serving self, and take the free will that we have and freely submit and bow the knee of my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and shall seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. I will heal their land. Now that's the physical body, meaning the healing is in the physical body. The land is the physical body first. And we get an awakening. We return to the Father with a whole heart, and then the Bible said that we can find him. Now listen to this. About 200 years ago, Sir Edmund Halley, he has a comet named after him in honor, discovered an anomaly in space around the stars of the Pleiades. 100 years later, Friedrich Wilhelm Bessel confirmed Halley's findings, and in 1961, Paul Otto Hess defined and measured this anomaly. Now listen to this. It's an energy ring of incredible size, 760,000 billion miles wide, and is due to intersect the Earth after a 25,000-year-long cycle that our system goes through, and we are due around 20 and 12 to emerge into this great power band, whether it's a gas or whether it's an energy, whether it's light particles, like some believe. It's expected that once we're into the photon belt, electrically, the Earth won't function. And there will be 3 to 5 days of total darkness. All indigenous cultures and religions prophesy these days of darkness to mark the end times. Now, it has to be an astrological phenomenon. This anomaly that we're talking about is expected just any minute. Science that is now discussing the photon belt, listen to this now, scientists have been fired, moved, or denied access to the equipment used to study it. Now, let me repeat that. Scientists discussing the photon belt have been fired, moved, replaced or denied access to the equipment that is used to study. Just like the series I've done on the Hollow Earth. The United States is a troublesome obstacle to anyone who would desire to move that way to see if there is something directly related to the inner earth. Why would they want to forbid discussing the photon belt? Do they know something big is coming? Now, they themselves are planning something big. Or they're expecting something big, whether they're planning it or not. I think they're planning to ride the wave, the crest of it. And yet, there is something like a dumbing down, like a conditioning. We people in the know that the government purposely is mind-controlling all around the world, all the nations are included in this, that there's something big coming, that there could be a release of the bondage, and we could retain, or we could regain is a better word, the 90% part of our brain. I mean, you know, it's just like the scarecrow who didn't have a brain. But, you know, the scarecrow, which has been Jacob Israel, that needs to follow the yellow brick road. You know, we've had this indoctrination since 1937 when that was written. They knew back then that they were controlling the mental aspects and the spiritual aspects as well as the physical aspects of the ability of Jacob Israel to awake from his sleep. As long as we sleep, the giant, as long as he's not awakened, he cannot inherit. So then, if it is true that some kind of power unhooked 90% of our capacity to think spiritually, now I'm not talking about carnal mind wickedly. I mean, we excel in that. Nothing is left for man to achieve or do. Everything that he can think up or imagine to do comes to pass. It may be science fiction in one era, and it may be truth in the next one. Just like we talked about Jules Verne, who wrote the expectation that we would go to the moon, and we did. Long before that we ever went, it was predicted by these science fiction writers. Isn't it amazing? Is there anything like the photon belt? Well, we do know, like I say, that Mr. Halley discovered this anomaly in space around the stars of the Pleiades. Now, the Bible speaks of Pleiades. Isn't it strange? Is it a center hub of the revolutions twice in the 25-year cycle of the precession of the equinox that I've talked about here last month in the series, that the stars declare our destiny? It is written in the stars. Yahweh said that to be wise and to look up and to look for the signs. And so then, we have these signs among us as many people are now experiencing spontaneous spiritual awakening. I think it's wonderful. I think it's joy unspeakable. And I certainly believe that it's full of glory. I certainly believe that Yahweh is getting ready a people to be called by his name to wake up. Now, very little information is ever written about the photon light belt, which has been made available to the people of our earth. Mostly lies and distortions have covered this truth to prevent the people from understanding their future, as Jacob Israel, and determining their destiny. Now, our solar system and our Earth travel an orbit of 26,000 years around Aphelion, the great central sun of the Pleiades, a constellation that is mentioned in the Bible. And twice during each orbit, we pass through the photon belt, or this belt of cosmic dust, let's put it that way, a radiation factor. The photon belt is a disc-shaped band of light energy lying at right angles to the plane of orbit. This band of light circles the great central sun, Aphelion, and it originates and also encircles the greatest central sun of the Milky Way galaxy and extends throughout the entire galaxy. Thus, all celestial bodies within the Milky Way galaxy at some point in their orbit pass through this giant belt that is over 800 billion miles wide. It's incredible. Now the photon belt, which is a huge invisible band of highly charged, highly concentrated, and immensely powerful photon light energy. Now listen to this. Yahweh is light. And now he says, I go away, and now you are light. Now, ladies and gentlemen, if that's true, that means that at some point in the future, and I predict it soon, that we're going to have to become light beings, much more effective, losing our material senses of the 10 degrees of the brain. It seems like that we're always quick to do evil and slow to do good. Somebody's pulled off the major uses of this giant computer that is called a brain. Now, we know that the greatest inventors of the time have been the Aryan race of the earth, or the Caucasians that passed through the Caucasus, who were originally the sons of Adam, descendants of Noah, and they became Caucasians, meaning that they were light beings. And yet, something pulled the plug on their light. They just had a candle burning, which represents the remnant. But when the full body is going to be exposed or charged in this 2,000 years passage, and ladies and gentlemen, it will be a period of total light and cleansing. All darkness and evil will be removed as a celestial body moves through it. Should a civilization that have reached the level of complete harmony and balance within the laws of Yahweh and of the creation, such cleansing would not be necessary. This has yet to happen, but it will. Why? Because Yahweh predicted that a deliverer. Could this be the deliverer? Could this band of energy of light that only affects light beings? Now, dark beings would be repulsed. They hate the light. It would be negative to them, but be positive to the light beings. Are you following what I'm talking about? And the great source of the photon belt is a higher dimension with a higher vibratory frequency, wherein all light and all truth stands to be revealed. And only those light beings who are made and created before the foundation of the world to receive as receivers, to receive in these flesh bodies, which is like a great attraction, a magnet that pulls if the energy is there. Now see, the energy has been gone. We haven't been near the energy, but we are approaching. Oh my, great things are coming for the children of the shepherd, the sheep who hear his voice, who are light beings created by the Creator for this very purpose, to engage the photon belt in a higher dimension with a higher vibratory frequency wherein all is light and truth, coming into a physical body of Jacob near you. No one will be able to hide from the light. Even the children of darkness, who are at times wiser than the children of light, in a negative way. You see that? So they have the power. Something pulled the plug on 90% of the frequency output of our little bodies, which are generators. The purpose is out of the heart. And so then, we are now in the realm of the existence of pure light of our Creator. Remember, He is light. And so in the Pleiades, which we have the great Alphalon, the great central sun, with the photon belt extending out 8 to 10 billion miles, all around, circling, going way out into the universe, and then our Earth, twice in these precession cycles, cycle through every 26,000 years, 25 to 26,000. And so then, it was about 11,000 years in the time that we have great leaps of a civilization. 11,000 years ago, that was a great leap. All right, two 11s are 22,000 years, and then the 3,000 years remaining for us to get into the cycle. And since the foundation of this new generation, we are now coming into the third dimension of planetary existence is designed for the sons of Jacob to learn their lessons in soul growth to fifth dimensional standards. Now remember, I told you that we operate here in the third dimension. The fourth dimension is the band where we pray, where we seek, where we desire, and we formulate if we have enough faith to transcend or bridge the fourth dimension, which is nothing but an infiltration course that we've got to crawl through. And in that fourth dimension, Satan and his agents operate strongly against our spiritual mind and give us the carnal mind, desires of flesh, and the 17 desires of the flesh mentioned in the book of Galatians, chapter 5, wars against our spiritual standards. And only with 10% of our operating power, we're like little generators, we can only generate a low candlelight power or a remnant power or only a few that can find this power. But that's all going to change from the third dimensional planetary existence where we learn our lessons in soul growth and then we rise in evolutionary procedures by the Ruach of the Holy Ghost. We rise there to the fifth dimension. And ladies and gentlemen, this band of energy, which is nothing but a cleansing process or an enlightening process, I'm very excited about it. And it's going to be a great day, although Satan will literally wire out the saints. If you read the 12th chapter of the book of Daniel, 12 is complete. There's 12 chapters of Daniel, which corresponds to the book of Revelations, where there's 22 chapters, which respond to the 22 letters of the Hebrew alphabet, which vibrates. It should be noted that our beautiful planet and the inhabitants of Jacob will experience these things, and as we enter the fringe of the photon belt, we've been in it probably since the 60s, merging into the full impact of it, will be in the year 2012. Amazing. There's something that the government knows about 20 and 12. They're not telling us the whole story. Now, let me show you what's going to happen. And I didn't mention it briefly, but let me expound just a little bit on it. There will be extreme weather changes. Temperature and precipitation. Seasonal changes from winter to summer or summer to winter with very little spring or fall transition periods. Great storms. Extreme flooding. Massive earthquakes. And gigantic volcanic eruptions, which we're about to experience some volcanic eruptions very soon. It's part of the removal of the human pollution, the toxins, and the negative energy from Satan. Satan will be swept clean and out of the way for all third-dimensional humans and their civilization as she moves into fifth dimension. And this is why that the supreme cosmic law is recorded on a time track. That's why time is measured in a time track designed and developed for the destiny of the overcomers. Oh my, well, I feel the Holy Ghost. Therefore, Satan has given us a great handicap, the carnal mind. The earth, in its beautiful, unusually great variety of life forms, plants, animals, and people, it holds a position at the crossroads of the cosmos. Remember, I talked to you about the planetary crossing in 2012 when the cross, it is actually an astrological cross in the center of the universe where I told you that there would be a great black hole, and at that point of 2012, December the 21st, we're going to have a crossing or a point of light shining down into the deep dark hole. And out of that hole is going to emerge Satan and his angels, or the Dark Brotherhood. Now, he's been going to a school, if you would say, in his prison. But he's going to be released, or he's going to come out of his prison. And he's going to have evil influence upon the world, because his lesson, in the evil place that he went, he had time to plan and plot. Satan is destructive. He come to kill, he come to steal, and he come to destroy. Most of all, let me show you what he come to do. He come to give the carnal mind of the house of Israel a negative response, and the plug being pulled for some reason, maybe by our Heavenly Father and purposely, maybe to save us, that all Israel's going to be saved, but a remnant would always have the knowledge, partially, of the things that we needed to know about our Father. That's why he said, I'll always have a remnant, a small group, to always be before my face. The Heavenly Father, if there was some unfortunate situation where that Israel would be removed from his presence, the remnant, there would be a time of trouble. There would be a great revengeful shaking of this earth. And then you'd see the heavens open like a scroll, and you would see the mighty ones coming from the universe. Could it be that the heaven that we talk about, the center of the universe in the Pleiades, mentioned in the Bible in Job, could it be that Yahweh is fixing to let us come once again through the band of energy, and that we will shed the carnal mind? Oh, hallelujah. If we could all, you know, we all seem right in our own eyes. You can hear brothers criticize other brothers and sisters criticize other sisters and so on and so forth, back and forth. And and accuse. But see, that's Lucifer. Once we get to a level where everyone in the fifth dimension has dropped the carnality of their mind, and it would be easy to put in the great light and receive the engrafted word which is able to save you, and yet is so reflective, it seems like the soul is coated with a reflective paint that was resisting the light or resist the truth. But when a dimensional evil, which has been in very high density, which has clouded or clouded our mind, and we've been filled with the carnal, and very few people have broke through in this carnal density of darkness, and yet there's coming a time when the harmony and balance with the laws of Yahweh and the laws of creation, that there would be no more need even for the photon belt cleansing once we move through it. The planet and its people who are known by the Father from the foundation of the world would all proceed into the fifth dimension, dropping the carnal mind and taking on a spiritual aura of light, joy, love, and peace, and truth, which without no man shall see him. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, we are in this great end of the great cycle orbit, which we're fixing to start. And like I said, in the 60s, we begin to come to the outer age. Somebody's getting worried about us taking the position as we go forth to the position of the fourth planet in the solar system of Calino, pronounced C. Leo, a sun in the Pleiades constellation. Calio is one of the seven sisters and has a solar system of 12 planets. Oh, now, wait a minute now. Ladies and gentlemen, did you hear just what I said? Selino is one of the seven sisters, you mean the seven stars in the Pleiades, and has a solar system of 12 planets? That's interesting. And in the process of changing orbits, the Earth has moved 13 million light years closer to the greatest central sun, Aton, or the Milky Way galaxy. In fact, the entire Pleiades star cluster has also moved closer to Aton in this era of time. So in the process, it is important to understand that the Earth and those that are basically of Yahweh's descent. Now remember what I'm saying here. It's important to understand that the Earth, which is of those who are on the Earth, of basically of Yahweh's descent. You are my children, you are my sheep. That our Luciferian satanic controllers have worked very hard to cover this fact, and that the Yahweh people, which are alien to this planet, strangers and pilgrims, have been here throughout our past civilization to bring truth, and that's why we were coming to conquer and to rule. And Satan, who knows that when we rule, he's defeated. And that's why that there's been a total blackout of space, and those aliens and the Pleiadian information of any kind to the general public. And people today are so programmed and controlled that they fear those that are out there and refuse to believe any truth about their existence, and they side with the controllers of the world governments, which have gathered, if you will, gathered those who would assist in forbidding our outright development, our state of consciousness, to keep us dumbed down by pulling the plug. I don't know how they've done this. I don't know where's the will of the Father, but Satan has managed to dumb us down to almost less than 10% of our capacity to think and to act and to become spirit beings. Once that's removed, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to say, once that has been removed as an obstacle to your spiritual progression, where when we move into this belt of light and energy, we have to at some point in our Earth's history, we will have access to the dimensions of consciousness and people that are of Jacob Israel, who have been reaching out for just a little tidbit, begging for the crumbs of knowledge and enlightenment, that we are growing by just small amounts. But the Bible said to strive to enter in. And ladies and gentlemen, the great stretch of 2,000 years, as we've strived to enter in, we're now living in a world of drugs, rape, murder, evilness, jealousy, envy, strife, and conditioning for the carnal, where we have long suffered under the hands of the controllers, Satan and his angels. You say, I don't believe in that. Ladies and gentlemen, they are everywhere. When you would do good, evil would jump up and present itself to you. We've known that by the times that we've tried to organize, by the time that we've tried to get together as a group. Yahweh, it seems, by his grace and mercy, has forbidden it at this time, but there's a time coming when we will all come together, as it was on the day of Pentecost, when they had all things in common, and they shared the glory, and they shared the miracles, and they shared the signs, and great knowledge and grace was upon those of the apostolic first outpouring. Now the Bible says, listen to this now, this is the amazing thing that I'm talking about here tonight. It says that the latter rain, the one to come, the one I've been prophesying, the one that we are almost on the fringe elements of the importance of possessing the light that Yahweh has stretched around Absalom in the Pleiades, where the earth would travel through this band of cosmic dust or gas or light, which would propel the carnal mind out of our bodies, cast it out, and replace it with that 90% that's missing in our faculty, our brain. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm telling you, you can look up. You can see the light at the top. And we've been grasping and clawing our way to pull out of this despair, to pull out of this negative realm of flesh and blood, which shall not inherit. But we are headed with a passport of spiritual greatness and grace of the latter rain. It's a passport out of the vortex into the future realm of the kingdom of heaven. It starts just like a little atom. And then we collect the little electrons which orbit around the atom. And we have what we call the antiparticle and particle to exist. In 1932, Carl David Anderson discovered the anti-electron and called it a positron. And in 1956, the anti-proton and anti-neutron were discovered. When the antiparticle is formed, it comes into existence in a universe of ordinary particles. And it's only a matter of time and a fraction of a second before it meets and collides with an electron. The charges cancel. the total mass of the pair is converted into energy in the form of photons. This offers a new and unprecedented powerful source of energy that was discovered by Carl David Anderson when he discovered the anti-electron and called it a positron. Ladies and gentlemen, remember what I said about the hollow earth? If you was to dig a hole from the surface down to the inner earth and drop a ball down, it would only go halfway down until it would meet the centrifugal force, or the anti-particle here, or the anti-electron, and the gravity will force the ball down, would meet at a position halfway, and then it would stay stable. Well, that's what we need, stability. Grow up. The photon is coming our way. It's a band. It was discovered in outer space in 1961 by means of satellite-borne instruments. And we will now move into the Pleiades, the Seven Sisters, an estimated 400 light-years away, and for his rest. This group of stars is the basis of mythology in many countries, the Greek gods, the Australian Dreamtime, the Chinese mythology. To quote a few astronomers, they've made a special study of the Pleiades and discovered that they form a system of which our sun is a part of, and is also several other suns, and all apparently have their own planetary systems. Frederick Wilhelm Bessel, that I referred to you in the beginning of the show, showed that members of this group had a proper motion of 5.5 seconds of arc per century in the same direction. Isaac Asimov, we can assume that all the stars in this cluster are of the same chronological age. Edmund Halley, studying the position of the stars, noted that at least three stars were not in the spots recorded by the Greeks. Now, I told you about that when we did our pyramid series. And ladies and gentlemen, we are almost at the center, which is what the pyramid represents. We're at this manific ring, or the photon belt, that scientists have yet been able to reproduce with laboratory experiments, and yet they know it's there. It takes our sun 24,000 years to complete an orbit. And it's divided into sections. 10,000 years of darkness is the period as we know it now. Daytime and nighttime, just like on Earth. The 2,000-year period of all light, again, 10,000 years of darkness and 2,000 years of light. We're now poised to enter the photon belt. Between now and the end of this century, we have completed the full circle and are back at the beginning. It is described in detail in the Bible. Oh, my, ladies and gentlemen. We are now leaving darkness. Does your government know that? Are they going to be saddened? Are they trying to use the final onslaught to destroy the children of light before that time? Or are they going to hide because they can't forbid? Although they have sprayed, they've done earthquakes, they've tried to move the earth out of the last earthquake we had slowed the motion of the earth down like a millisecond, but it was significant. Are they trying to blast us out of orbit that we wouldn't enter the photon belt? Are they worried? You better bet your bottom dollar they are, because the Bible says that Satan knows that he has but a short time. Ladies and gentlemen, it is wonderful. It is joy unspeakable. And above all, it's full of glory. It is now a time to be thankful for. It is a time that the house of Israel are experiencing spontaneous spiritual awakening. I hope you're one of them. I hope you want to join up. I hope you want to ride those great ships of light, because you are children of light and you deserve to ride the children of the ships of Mount Zion, which the Bible says in Psalm 68. It says that Yahweh's chariots are 20,000. These chariots are so huge, they're like mother ships. They could probably carry the entire 12 tribes on board and have room to spare. That's how great your Father is. That's how great the angels who watch over you. Every gate that we enter into in this cycle, every one of them is named in honor of the angels and of the 12 tribes and of the 12 apostles. 36 constellations and 36 masters. 12 angels who stand at the gates with the 12 tribes of Israel and the 12 apostles. 36 is significant. 3 and 6 is the building blocks of the universe. We're building our way into the light system that's coming upon this planet. I just hope and trust that you'll be there and that you'll get to see the light of the world. I do know, ladies and gentlemen, he's coming soon to a neighborhood near you. Your physical body is going to be transformed instantaneously. You're going to grow up as a calf in the stall and wonder where your carnal mind went. Won't it be glad that you can wake up in the morning and not think about evil? Now think about getting ahead in materials, that your fully spiritual consciousness is laying up your treasures in heaven where the thieves are not able to break through. We're coming to the point of crossing. Let's get ready. Let's get ready to ride. Let's get ready to meet the great light in the cosmos coming your way, the light of the world. Your Messiah draweth nigh. He is the Lamb. He is the one that is coming to cleanse the earth for the final judgment day. Oh, praise Yahweh. Well, you're listening to Pastor Buddy tonight, and I'm sponsored by Dr. Gary, 1-877-289-7439, and Bubba Paul for STEM Tech, 1-800-253-2748. And we send you racial covenant greetings around the world to the 12 tribes scattered throughout the earth. May Yahweh embrace you. May he take you under his wing as a hen doth her chicks. May he gather you and give you light to walk in this dark world. You can write me tonight. That's Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee, the zip 37824. Now that's Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee, the zip 37824. You can call me on live tonight, area code 423-626-2172. My, it's been a great blessing for me to be with you. We're going to magnify Yahweh when we get into the light belt of the Pleiades. We're moving into that area right now on the astrological journey as we hurl through space at an alarming 60,000 miles per minute. I mean, we're moving. We're headed for the light. Blessed be the rock of salvation. I love you tonight. May the blessings of the light be near you. And may you walk worthy of his blessings, and may you keep the faith, and may you hear him say, well done, my good and faithful servant. I've made you a ruler over many things because you've kept my name and my faith, and you haven't denied me. Oh, my. He liveth. Hallelujah. I'll see you tomorrow night. Yahweh bless you at 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Worldwide on WWRB 3.185 Clear Channel. Also simulcasting live on the internet around the world, ladies and gentlemen. And you can go to our website, oneyahweh.com. That's oneyahweh.com. For our website, Brother Bob would be glad to you to visit. And we welcoming you there. Praise Yahweh.